Former police captain Eric Adams is leading primary night returns for the Democratic nomination for New York City mayor. But under the new ranked choice voting system the city is using, this race is far from over. Member station WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
God is good, Eric.
Eric Adams says he knows it will take time to finalize the results, but for now, he's basking in his current lead.
New York City said our first choice is Eric Adams. Yeah!
In a race that began in the midst of the pandemic and ended as the city saw a spike in gun violence, the former cop ran hard on a promise to reform policing while fighting crime.
You don't know this. I know this. I am going to keep my city safe.
His next closest finisher, Maya Wiley, offered voters a vastly different approach to public safety. The candidate of the progressive left, she has pledged to reallocate $1 billion of the police department's $6 billion budget.
You must be accountable to every one of us here.
Right. Come on.
Because this is not a false choice.
Coming in a close third is Catherine Garcia, the city's former sanitation commissioner. She spoke directly to the new ranked choice voting system, which allowed voters to choose up to five candidates in order of preference. Garcia says since the tallies will transfer votes to frontrunners as last place finishers get eliminated, the race is still wide open.
This is going to be about not only the ones, but also about the twos and threes. And to be quite honest with you, we're not going to know a whole lot more tonight than we know now.
That's because elections officials won't rank results until next week. And even then, they don't expect them to be final until mid-July. One person who is not winning the race is former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang. He came in fourth and conceded he couldn't win the nomination. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Bergen in New York.